Hi, I'm Corey Chambers, your real estate broker and your friend in Los Angeles, serving all of California with NTAR Real Estate and Financial Tech. In a moment, I'll share with you some valuable information about this exciting topic. We're not going to talk about real estate much today. We're going to talk about what I happen to enjoy talking that also intersects with what people want to know about, what they want to know about right now. So I checked Google, and most people want to know what are the sports scores, which teams are number one, number two, number three, and so on. And I don't have the heterosexual male gene for sports statistics, so I don't care to waste time on that. I waste far too much time on just trying to understand all of the facets of life and business, mainly business and technology lately. Real estate, I have pretty much mastered as a real estate broker of 12 years in California. And that's what I usually talk about almost every day. Today we're just taking a little break, talk about something that I happen to enjoy that the public does want to hear about, which is, besides sports, people were talking about Taiwan, the new elected president of Taiwan. Taiwan is an important place in the world. It's where some of our most advanced technologies come from, especially with microchips for computers, which we are entering the AI age. We're very much in the information age and kind of transitioning into the artificial intelligence phase where AI is going to be controlling everything. Right now, AI helps a lot of people almost every day. When you search for something in Google and the AI figures out what you want to search for after you've only typed a few letters, that's using AI. And so when you use the newer, more advanced AI for like ChatGPT, it's doing the same thing, except instead of just typing in a few letters and it guessing a word or a phrase, you're typing in a few words and it is guessing an entire paragraph or an entire page. So it's the same thing, it's just on a larger scale, artificial intelligence. So I use ChatGPT almost every day now to help write real estate blogs and so forth. It's great for helping with marketing, and it's great for almost every topic. Almost every topic you could type in a few words and have it come up with a whole paragraph or page of information. So that's very handy. Kids, especially school kids, are using that like crazy. Probably at least 60-80% of school kids in America are using ChatGPT now or something similar. But when you're searching for what people are talking about today, they're talking about Taiwan, the new president, who is a anti-communist. He's a traditional... I see a couple hawks. A couple large hawks are in the trees. They're hunting for squirrels and smaller birds and eggs and chicks. And what else? They're eating gophers, they're eating rabbits, and they're eating pigeons, doves. What else are they eating? And that's communist China. They're like the, they want to be the tiger, they're the paper tiger, but Taiwan is the real China for several reasons, and I'll tell you why. China is, communist China is fake. Communism is just pure corruption, whereas Taiwan is free enterprise, freedom, and while maintaining Chinese culture. Communist China has been destroying Chinese culture, destroying old Chinese temples, Buddhist temples, and all this other facets of Chinese culture are just destroyed by the communists. And communists want one thing, which is dictatorship. They want authoritarian control. That's what it is. It's theft. And it's kleptocracy. Whereas Taiwan is free enterprise. You control your destiny. You control where you want to go, what you want to do. You don't get to do that in mainland China. That's one reason why. As soon as they elected a dictator for life, Xi Jinping, in China several years ago, that pretty much spelled the end of China's meteoric rise. Whereas the stupid, left-biased, socialist American fake news media was saying, communism. You can't have a recession when there's communism. They just say, no recession. And they order it, and then you don't have a recession. So, of course, China is now in the most massive recession they've had in over 30 years, 40, 50 years. Because you can't order, if you're the dictator, you can order no recession. But all that means is you can demand that people not say there's a recession in your country. Everyone outside of the country and people who are smart inside the country still know when there's a recession, as they know right now, because China does have the advantage of having access to some information, even though they have outlawed much information. The average or slightly above average techno geek in China can pay a few bucks extra and access the real info, all the information, including Google and so forth, whereas the average peasant or the average non-technical person in China does not have access. That's why it's important to be a geek. You got to be a geek, a nerd, computer nerd in America and anywhere else in the world. Or if you want the whole truth, if you prefer to have blinders on and just be fed fake information, then you don't need to learn computer stuff or the latest technology. It's much more comfortable when you just go along with the dictator for life, Xi Jinping. All right, that's what's happening with China. That's why China is the real Taiwan is the real China. China is Taiwan. Taiwan is the real China. I'm Corey Chambers, your friend, your real estate broker in Los Angeles with NTAR Real Estate and Financial Tech. And as I mentioned earlier, a property information packet is available on any loft, condo, or house, or private preview is available upon request. And if you have a home you'd like to sell, you should know that I will guarantee the sale of your present home at a price acceptable to you, or I'll buy it for cash. This guarantee will allow you to buy your next home without worrying about selling your present home. To find out how much you could sell your home for, call me at 213-880-9910. Corey Chambers in Los Angeles with NTAR Real Estate and Financial Tech. Looking forward to talking to you again soon. Bye-bye.